Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a loving God. God loves us so much. Great things are greatly in store. You know, we ended the last broadcast talking about how time, the things we can accomplish over time, over 1,000 years. And, you know, the things we can learn. You know, when you say forever, it's not something that's not a reference people can relate to. 100 years is a long time. 200 years is great. And if you, without aging, you can continually learn things that you like. Whatever you're interested in, you can learn all about it and enjoy it even greater. And the thing about life is, it doesn't get old when you stay in the love of God. And now I'm going to share how some of the things I learned as I received revelation to love God's people. Now, in former broadcasts, I gave testimonies how I learned to love people. A lot of things happened to get me to that point. And at my weakest moment, the Lord did something. A guy was aggravating me at work. I had taken a job at the Ford dealership in Pelham. And I got to a point I was ready to fight. And before I started saying ugly words and fighting, I was going to do all that because I was upset. And I'm glad I didn't. And I hadn't acted like that since I had been saved. And I didn't. And I was so angry that I almost lost it. And at my weakest moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil." And my spirit man was quieted. And I had the strength that I needed to love him. That's what I wanted to do, but I was so angry, my mind took over. It was just, I didn't have the strength in my heart to love him because of the anger. And when the Lord spoke that, see, the word of God charges our heart. And I learned a lot of things through that. That simple word, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil, it charged my heart and I had strength again. And I said, "Man, you know what? I'm gonna go buy us a drink and we're going to talk about it." And I bought him a grape of coke and we just talked about it. And people that gathered around because of the, they saw a fight about to brew up. And I said, "Lord, I almost lost it." I said, "I don't ever want to get that low again." I said, "I want to love your people. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know everything. But I want to. And I want you to teach me how to love people." And during those days, the Lord worked with me and he helped me to love people, and he helped me to see things that I didn't normally see and do things that I didn't normally do, and he taught me things about people. Now, as he taught me things how to love his people, you can't learn about love without learning what life is. Life is in love. And I saw concepts through this. As I learned about love, I saw the concepts of life. Then he taught me about peace. And in learning these things, I saw everything in a greater way. I said, I saw a blessing in doing things on purpose to help others. In other words, to serve mankind. So now, just like a missionary wants to go and lay their life down and work with people to help them get to know Jesus Christ, and that life work is in spending time with the people somewhere else, and they teach them how to they teach them about Jesus, and so they can build their lives, and they love the people. It's a mission to them. They're going to make sure that everybody understands that Jesus loves them. And they go in some of the worst and most inhabitable places on the earth. and help people know God. And they come back with their videos and they teach other churches what they're doing. They get funding to go back and do it some more. Now, you don't have to go in on a mission field, but this kind of love, you do it wherever you are. You can take the normal situations you have, the job you already got, and just love people where you are. Be a blessing to people. Speak kind words. Represent Jesus. A man once said something, Brother Miller. He said, I like it when people get upset at me and get confrontational, because I'm going to love them. And it will expose the fact that I really love them. They'll know what's in my heart by the way I respond. And the Holy Spirit can do a work in situations like that. I said, yeah, that makes sense. Now, he told me this years later, but those are the kind of concepts I saw. And when people got upset, the Lord would give me the strength to deal with it in an honorable way, in a loving way. The love that was deep in me, they could see it. And that's what I was after. That's how I wanted to govern my life. So loving people became more important than all the other things that people value. So the things that I would normally value, I value the love of man more, because I love God. The only way we can love God is to love man. And I forgave everybody that offended me. People that would, anybody that ever offended me, I just forgave them. I gave them a new day. And I learned another concept. And the way you deal with people, especially contrary people, forgive them. Forget about what they did and said. Give them a brand new day. Treat them with the kindness of God and let them and treat them like they matter, like they're important, like God made them, like God created them, and He put good things in them. And I tell people all the time, God put something in everybody. Even the people you don't like, God put something in them. They're not just, you know, if a person was all Satan, if they were all Satan, you see something else. Even Satan was created by God. He was Lucifer. He rebelled. That's what sin does us in. It takes our identity. It hijacks everything about our lives. But people that love God, they're coming out of a cocoon of sin. They're coming out of the, you know, if you can see a person's mind, let's picture it as a cocoon. Your mind's inside this web, and you're breaking free from old thoughts. You're coming out of this cocoon of lies and deception. As you learn the truth in your heart, your mind gets stronger. You renew it. Now, some thoughts linger longer, but you're cutting your way out. So the more we learn from the Lord, especially when we're seeking Him, we don't really learn a lot from the Lord unless we're after it. When people go to church, the preacher preached the Word of God. The pastor do his best. He preached the Word of God. And when people hear it, the way they hear it is the way it's measured back to them in their lives. That's why they can say wonderful things. Some people catch it and some people let it slip. But if they haphazardly receive it, it takes longer for it to get in their heart and develop. But if they desire the Word of God and they have a longing to know more, then they're able to measure the Word bigger, and the cocoon of lies and deceit that has tied their mind up in deception, they start breaking free faster. People who seek God, they attach themselves to the Word of God. they receive it inside. They speak it. It becomes life in their life. It becomes a source of strength. Just like when the Lord spoke to me, I had strength to love. So I wanted to master. I believe in mastering things. I believe in growing. Just like if you're taking karate and kung fu, you learn to master these skills. You practice it and you do it over and over again until you get it. And you master it. Well, I wanted to master the love of God. I want the love of God to be preeminent in my life. I wanted to know that I'd never get that low again. And I would always be ready. That's the only way the Holy Spirit can use us to bless people. Now, most of the people you meet, you're not going to be able to just tell them about Jesus like you want to. Now, you will tell them about him, and you'll share your testimony from time to time. But to get in a real good, deep conversation, the way you do that is with your life. Or the first way you do it is by the way you live, the way you carry yourself, the way you are. And you live a life that they'll look to. Because if you love people, they will respect you. And there's no reason to fight a person that cares about you. It doesn't make sense. Not even to a worldly man. Now, a worldly man is somebody that agrees with the world, and they don't know any better. A wicked man knows better and won't do better. He knows what's right for a fact, and he hates it. Now, and you can't do much with a wicked man. They're going to do wickedly. But everybody knows that if you love them, there's no reason to fight. There's no reason to be bitter against them. But the world system hates God. It's groomed that way. But everybody, the enemy don't have full control over people that are trapped in the world. That he can't get over on them in every category. There's sometimes people, they have something in their heart that Satan just can't take from them. Unless he consumed their life. Most people, he can't consume their life. And remember, the word of God can revive anybody. That if the word gets in there and they start agreeing with it, it's just like a concrete slab, like a sidewalk. Over time, it's going to crack. And when it cracks, some kind of seed's going to get in there and start growing something. Even out of concrete. So if the word get in there, in time, it can form life in them. But people that resist it, they harden their heart. Now, when God hardened their hearts some more, that means that he's giving them over to a reprobate mind. He's going to leave them in that state. He's resisting the proud. That's why it's so dangerous to be wicked. And the wicked will do wickedly, and they will not understand because they don't receive life. And don't be so surprised about wicked people, because angels that did once understand, they ran out to Satan. They gave in to sin, hardened their heart against God, became his enemy, and demons which we fight. Now, it's important to know that God loves us. He has our best interest at heart. All the things that he taught me helped me to love him more, helped me to see things more clearly. And then greater abilities started happening. I want to take a little time to share that. I learned about love. I learned about peace. And as I learned these concepts, I never saw them in the way that I saw them at that time. I began to see things greater and greater. Now remember, when you're communing with the Lord spirit to spirit, heart to heart, there are concepts that you're going to receive that you may not be able to explain like you desire. I didn't know how to put some of the concepts that I understood in words. But over time, I was able to do a better job. So these are the things I was able to do. I found out that I could control my emotions. If something that was out there was trying to tempt me to be angry, for instance, I could laugh at it. I don't really know how it all worked, but I understood concepts. I could choose to laugh at it. I could choose to turn the anger off and not be angry. If the enemy was trying to tempt me with anything, I could turn it off. It's like I could turn the channel on my emotions and go to another one. Now, I didn't know how to say that back then. I didn't know how to describe it that way. But spiritually, that's what I was doing. And people that tried to make me mad couldn't make me mad. And it aggravated me. To the point people asked me, how did I do it? I said, it was a training. I received the scriptures about peace. I confessed it. One day I read a scripture in Philippians chapter 2. It said, be anxious for nothing. And that word just kind of jumped out at me. Now, I've seen scriptures jump off the page, but it just kind of attached to my heart. I said, wait a minute now. What if you hear bad news like your mother died or somebody you love got killed? Just bad news. Don't be anxious. That was my question. That's how I thought. So the next day I read it again. And then the third day I read it again. And then I started confessing it. I said, I would be anxious for nothing. I thought about the proverb that said, don't be afraid of sudden fear. So I studied those kind of scriptures together. And it exposes the fact that there's a choice in it. You can choose not to be anxious. And I was already studying the peace of God. The peace of God and the love of God. All these things, the Holy Spirit helped me to see something that I didn't see before. And what I experienced gave me control. The Word of God gives you the mastery of your life. You can master your own life. You can control your own thoughts and opinions and destiny. You can turn off the things that are wrong. You can turn off deception. You can turn off the feelings of being a coward. You can turn up being bold when you want to, at your will. I didn't know these things were possible. I said, this is so good. This is so cool. I can control the way I feel. I can turn it on. I can turn up the good feelings. And I can turn off the bad ones. I can override thoughts of fear. I can override thoughts of defeat. I can turn up the volume of courage. I can take God at His word. I can receive God's word even deeper. I can measure God's word even greater. I could receive it on purpose. Then I learned something else. When you're around anointed people, you can activate their anointing. If they're saying things that's helping you, you can pull in more information. And the Lord will cause them to release even greater things beyond their knowledge. Because the way the anointing works, the Holy Spirit gave the anointing in the first place. He distributes the anointing. And when you're around people that's anointed, if you're receptive, they're willing to obey God. As long as they're willing to obey God, it's on. It's active. All right? Remember, God gives grace to the humble, and He resists the proud. So when you're humble, God can cause anointed people to say things you need or whatever the Holy Spirit is trying to relay to you. The Holy Spirit is trying to give you information and you're trying to get it. You're not just haphazardly obeying God. I'm gonna listen because the Lord is in it. I went to church today because I had to go to church, and since I'm here, I'm gonna go ahead and listen. But when you're there, I want to be here. I want to learn what the Holy. I want to know what the Lord is saying today. Now, when it's like that, you ramped it up to a greater category, and you're a candidate for much more knowledge, and you can receive the knowledge of God. Because you're pulling, you're asking, you're seeking, you're knocking. You want to know him, and he wants you to know him. When it's like that, you're going to learn things in a greater way and in a much faster way. And the word grows, takes more root in your heart, and your abilities increase. You cannot receive the word of God and your abilities not increase. Your abilities have to increase as you increase your knowledge. Now, as these things happen, abilities started forming in me that I didn't know about. And I'm gonna tell you some of the things that I didn't know how to put in words when I was around people that love God. They wanted so much more knowledge of God, and whatever the Lord had released me to talk about. Their pull on that anointing, the way that they activated by their humble heart, their hungry heart, wanting to know him. See, a hungry heart towards God is also a humble heart. And when I was around them, the Holy Spirit would cause me to put some things in words. And that's partly how I learned to put some of the concepts that I received from the Lord in words. And not just live it and enjoy it, but I was able to verbalize what I was experiencing. Because our English language, when the Lord gave me the writing about definitions, now that happened over a 20-something year period of time, the different definitions. I wrote them down a few years ago. And they're on the Living Letters page. Even the anointing, I wrote the definition for the anointing, God's definition. Now, our language is spoken by fallen men, all right? A lot of the heavenly concepts were lost at the fall. Before the fall, Adam had references for things like faith, understanding, fear. Everything that the words that we take for granted, he had a reference for it. The things of God, there's a reference, not a Hebrew and Greek reference, English reference. He had a reference from the Lord about heavenly things. Now, we use the natural words we use to describe heavenly things to the best of our ability. All right? But sometimes they don't satisfy. So I asked the Lord about the anointing, and I didn't learn this from anybody else, even the best teachers. He broke it down what the anointing was. He said it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. And that, my friend, was a super definition. It gave greater meaning to the anointing. A man or a woman, that means a mature person. A sanction, you're set apart and God has entrusted you with his ability to do a specific thing. Now, there are other definitions that way too. But when I was around humble people, I was able to more verbalize the things that God was saying. Now, if I was around proud people, the Lord would stop talking. And all the knowledge and concepts I was excited about sharing, I'd forget it. My mind would just go blank on it. And I always say, it's like he zipped it up in a suitcase and I couldn't get to it. But as soon as I leave their presence, I was able to verbalize all the things that I wanted to tell them. So God the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, even the Word of God, they all resist the proud and give grace to the humble.